Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. A good way to use up the abundance of apples or berries you have from your garden or from your purchases at the farmer's market is to turn them into jams.
Anything homemade has to be, almost exclusively, has to be better than anything you can buy in a supermarket.
That's Barb Schaller. She lives in Burnsville, Minnesota. She cans basically throughout the entire growing season.
From about the middle of May, when the rhubarb comes, followed by the strawberries, followed by the raspberries, followed by the stone fruits, and then come the pickles, and then the tomatoes, and the sweet corn, and by that time, it's time to deliver my goods to the Minnesota State Fair folks for their perusal and assessment.
She's been submitting her goods to the state fair since 1981, and as she told me, there's nothing like success to encourage a person. She's won numerous blue ribbons, including 7 blue ribbons for her legendary bread and butter pickles. And her prize-winning cherry jam has been picked up by the M.A. Gedney Company for mass production as part of their state fair products. Schaller's obsession with canning and jam making began some 40 years ago with one plum tree.
And when that tree started producing plums rather prolifically, I didn't do anything with them. And wasn't too long after that that I got the word from my husband, who was the grass cutter, that I had best do something with those blankety-blank plums, because they were causing a problem for him on the hill, you know, as they'd rot and get slippery.
Her neighbor suggested that those plums would make wonderful jelly, and from there, her nearly half-decade love affair with canning and pickling began. To start off, I wanted to know the differences between all the labels on fruit products.
Preserves are the umbrella category. All of the things, the jams, the jellies, conserves, they're all preserves. But preserves are also something else quite specific, and that's cut fruit or whole pieces of fruit, depending on the fruit, like strawberries or raspberries, suspended in a softer gel. And I like to tell folks that preserves are more pourable than spreadable, and jam is more spreadable than pourable. Jellies are made from the juice only, and they are stiffer than jam. A good jelly you can cut, and it will hold its shape on the cleave. Jam is more spreadable. Well, jam is softer than jelly, but jam is comprised of crushed fruit suspended in this stiffer gel.
I'm wondering where chutney fits into this.
I have made some chutneys, and to my mind, I would categorize chutneys not as a spread, but as a condiment or a relish.
For beginning jammers, Schaller suggests investing in a few pieces of specialized equipment. And don't forget the one ingredient jam makers simply cannot do without, pectin. You can add additional pectin to your jams, either powdered or liquid. Or, as Schaller says, you can try relying on the pectin found naturally in fruits to make your jam.
Well, pectin is found to one degree or another in most fruits. The fruits that are high in pectin are the citrus fruits, and apples are high in pectin. Some fruits have enough natural pectin that they will gel without any additional.
So that's what the pectin does, I guess. It turns it into that jelly consistency.
It does, yes. It provides the body. If you're just starting out, and actually if you're experienced with it, what you need, first of all, is a good recipe. And then you need your fruit and your sugar, and you need pectin or not, if you're determined to, you know, do this without any additional pectin. You need a heavy kettle, and really there are only two things that you can't fake with something else. I would say are a jar lifter and a canning funnel.
Schaller explained that the jar lifter and canning funnel help maintain the integrity of the seal. I was happy to see on her list of award-winning jams was a spicy tomato jam. The recipe for that seems pretty simple.
It involves some allspice, cinnamon, and cloves, you know, sweet spices, mm-hmm. lemon rind, and lemon juice, and it does use powdered pectin.
You make pickles, too, so I have a couple questions about your pickles.
Yes.
Your bread and butter pickles.
Yes.
7 blue ribbons? I mean, why does anybody else even enter pickles in this competition? What makes your pickles so great?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know?
No. You know, I can tell, I don't know. You know, I follow the recipe.
Well, like, what do you put in your brine? Do you put something special in there?
No, not at all. Sugar and vinegar and turmeric, mustard seed. You know, the pickles are sliced thin. They're soaked with the onions and the green peppers in a salt and ice, you know, soak for 3 hours. And then the syrup is brought to a boil and the pickles added to it and brought back up to a boil and jarred up and processed. And yeah.
Something else that really stuck out to me on the list of award-winning products you make, watermelon pickles.
You have never had watermelon pickles?
No, and I'm having a really hard time thinking of what that would taste like.
Oh, my gosh.
Describe the brine for that. Presumably it's a sweet brine?
Well, I say syrup rather than brine.
Syrup, because, okay.
Yeah, because it is sugar-laden. The recipe that I use is an old Farm Journal recipe, actually. The syrup is made from 4 ingredients: sugar, vinegar, clove oil, and cinnamon oil. Yeah, and it's a 3-day process, too. So the watermelon pickles, they get to be kind of translucent. And they're really yummy.
I'm having a hard time imagining it. I'm going to have to find some, though.
But I think they're an acquired taste, but they're really good, especially maybe with some fried chicken. Now, I hasten to add that I don't eat very much of this stuff.
What? Wait, you don't eat your jams?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that just a hoot?
Well, what do you do with it?
Well, I have lots of friends.
Pays to be your friend.
And I have a very large family. I'm Barb Schaller, and I'm a middle-aged lady having a good time.
Find out more about jam making, canning, and preserving the flavors of summer on our website. While you're there, check out our blog post about pectin. It's all at eartheats.org. Thanks to Barb Schaller, jam maker extraordinaris from Minnesota, and thank you for listening. I'm Annie Corrigan.